The five permanent members of the UN Security Council are searching for compromise on the post-war administration of Iraq. Foreign ministers from the five permanent countries meet tomorrow in Geneva. Washington wants a new Security Council resolution encouraging more countries to share the military and financial burdens. European nations that oppose the U.S.-led war now demand the U.S. turn over more authority in Iraq to the United Nations. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The meeting in Geneva will focus on a draft resolution circulated by the United States. It would establish a multinational force in Iraq under UN authority and under U.S. command. The resolution also calls on the Iraqi Governing Council, appointed by the U.S., to propose a timetable for drafting a new constitution and holding elections. France, Germany, and Russia say the U.S. draft is not satisfactory. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan requested the meeting of the permanent five in Geneva in an effort to avert another showdown in the Security Council between the U.S. and its old friends in Europe. This week, President Bush adopted a conciliatory tone.
We'll work with all parties involved. My call, however, to nations is that let us not get caught up in past bickering. Let us move forward. A free Iraq is in everybody's interest.
The Europeans don't argue with that. But Russia has suggested one amendment to the resolution, and France and Germany another. Both call for a more rapid transfer of sovereignty to the Iraqi people. Writing in today's Le Monde newspaper, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin called for establishing a provisional Iraqi government in a month and holding elections in spring. Germany's ambassador to the UN, Gunter Pluger, makes it clear that the UN, not the U.S.-led occupation authority, should oversee the political transition.
This political process is led by the United Nations in order to make clear to the Iraqi people and to the neighboring countries, to the Islamic world, that we are starting a new process that would be and should be supported by the major contributors.
But Pluger also says that Germany and France are realistic. They know, he says, that they need the help of the U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, and the occupation force in order to avert chaos.
The coalition partners, Mr. Bremer, the governing council, and the United Nations would have to work together. And I think that is a reasonable concept.
The Bush administration agrees, but only to a point. In an interview with German television, Secretary Powell said that the U.S., as the occupying power, has a legal responsibility for Iraq. The U.S., he said, will not accept language that suggests that the occupation authority has stepped aside. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says that all members of the Security Council have the same goal, they just differ on how to get there.
Proposals have to be grounded in the reality of the current situation. You can't pretend the war never happened. You can't pretend that the Iraqis have not already made considerable progress under the Governing Council, and that what we need to do is work with them, build on that progress.
On the positive side, the French, Russians, and Germans have accepted the U.S. proposal for a multinational force under U.S. command. Neither France nor Germany is expected to contribute troops, but a U.N. mandate for such a force could encourage other nations to step forward. This week, on a visit to Washington, Canada's Foreign Minister Bill Graham said that he gave the Bush administration some advice.
No country is going to commit their soldiers or their treasury or their taxpayers' money unless they believe they have some role in making a decision about how that money will be spent or how the lives of our citizens will be risked.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz acknowledged as much in a Senate hearing on Tuesday.
The more other countries are prepared to contribute, the more they're absolutely entitled to share and control over how resources are used.
There's some concern at the UN that even if the Security Council is able to agree on a new resolution, that large contributions will not be forthcoming from governments already stretched by peacekeeping and humanitarian responsibilities in Afghanistan, Africa, and more. Ambassador Pluger says that much depends on the language of the resolution.
The basic idea of our amendment is that we need a resolution that is not only going to be adopted in the Council, but is also implemented later on.
Another Security Council diplomat who asked not to be identified says the best chance of getting meaningful contributions is to produce a resolution that makes it very clear that the contributions will not be used to support an occupation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.